Hoot! 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 What do you do? What do you say? It's Balls Deep, and I'm here to tell you that we have new episodes of Talking Shop on a Wednesday. Kinda, sorta. Look, we have so many Patreons that the boys decided to share the Patreons with the podcast feed. Now, if you like what you hear, in the description below, there will be a link. Subscribe to the Patreon. Get this content before anybody else will hear it. With that, you get exclusive interviews and Zoom calls with the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, Zucar Rocky Romero, and the Big LG Doc Gallows. Also, once a month, you get special watch-alongs and this really cool thing that they do called Boozing with the Boys. The Patreon's a really cool community, and I don't just say that because the Patreon pays some of my salary here. I've been a part of some of the Boozing with the Boys. I've met some of the Patreon when they've come to several live talking shops. They've helped fund Talking Shop-a-manias. It's a really cool community. Where else are you going to get this up close and personal with your favorite professional wrestlers? Only on the Talking Shop Patreon. So, enjoy these special episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget, we have a brand new YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. We have a vlog that drops every week. Second to the Patreon episodes, the vlog is the second most consistent thing that Talking Shop does. So let the boys know you want more Patreon episodes if you're a Patreon member. And if you're not, get on that. But also, watch the vlog each and every Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button, smash the notification bell, as the kids say. I don't know why we're smashing things, but smash the bell. Help us grow the channel. All right? Enjoy some really subpar content right now.
Remember that time we were in, I'd say we were in Osaka. We didn't fully understand the insanity of Big LG yet. We went outside.
We're roasted again here, boys.
Not a roast. We had ourselves a nice little dinner, nice little some beers, a couple of red wines. We come back. We get in this little ass hotel in Osaka. We're small as fuck. I sit down. Rock sits down. Gallo sits down. Me and Rock start having a conversation. All of a sudden we hear, look over, and Gallo snorted some melatonin. I said, did you just chop up melatonin and snort it? He goes, yeah.
I plead the fucking fifth on that. It was half a lifetime ago. What? Shit burns going down too.
That became a thing on Talking Shop for a long time from that fucking night.
Well, yeah, I remember the Talking Shop movie, and Famous Who was just ripping melatonin lines melatonin. Off strippers' tits.
My favorite line in the movie was where I stuff the marker down the stripper's ass and smell it.
My favorite thing in the movie is when you have the fucking ape mask on your head, and the was it tits or a bra, whatever the fuck it was, and you're just. They can't see us, but you're throwing your hands in the air because my son does that too. You're reacting to something, but listen, I'm not trying to plug because I know I do that the whole time. But if you fucking haven't seen the Talking Shop movie, that in that line where you guys are standing outside of that,
God damn it, son, you okay?
You know what? This is what we need to do.
Give it to the Famous Hoot Tears for free.
Okay, give it to the Famous Hoot Tears for free. We're gonna give you the Talking Shop movie one.
Talking Shop and two.
Yeah.
God damn it, you okay?
I think we'll do movie one this month, and then we'll do movie two next month. And then so we can watch the Talking Shop movies at the next Booze and Boys. What is it? Booze and Boys.
Booze with the Boys. God damn it, Sonny, okay?
What kind of shit are you into, Rock?
Let's do the Booze and Boys.
Rock, come hang out at our next party called Booze and the Boys.
You can booze with the boys.
Let's talk about what you drank tonight.
I took a blue chew.
for what?
I'm planning on doing a lot of fucking all through the night. There's going to be a lot of fucking going on around here.
They're newlyweds, right? So she's not denying him right now, but there's going to be one of these times where he's going to walk in there like he's still fucking this.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to walk in thinking I look like Ravishing Rick Rude, but really I'm just Festus, and shit's not going to go well.
Not now, Drew.
Fuck, we're there.
As soon as you get the first deny, you're going to go, oh, no.
I'm getting pretty quarantine jacked right now. It's going well.
But you look great.
Yeah, you do look good, man.
I don't know if I look great or not, but I'm saying it's been good for me in some ways.
You look great. My my heartthrobness is coming back with fucking the quickness.
You're on
that's
fire.
Why I, yeah. That's why I didn't come back quick. I was looking in the mirror at my abs. I'll send you guys a picture. Rocky's gonna come out of this motherfucker looking like
handsome looking as like fuck.
It's gonna yeah. You're gonna look.
Rocky might become the Mocha Festus as much as he doesn't like working out.
Mocha Festus. Rock's always Rock got
look at that. Put a little seltzer in your wine if you want to have good health.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Hey,
I can't.
I know we talked about this yesterday, but I want to bring it up again.
This might be two episodes of bonus material. We're rolling.
How'd you feel after you taped all those Sex Ferguson vids? I just love that. I love getting your answer.
You know my minion Scotty, which I can call my minion Scotty because he knows the deal.
And he can't afford a Patreon, so.
Well, so like I, no, he sure he can't. But now he's in the gear making business. That's another story for another time.
What the fuck?
He just made me a beautiful jacket, but for our big return.
Is that the Talking Shop one that I saw?
Yes, it's amazing.
Oh, that actually looks great.
Yeah, it's taken him 6 months now. But so I had
you knew you were going to get fired for 6 months?
Fuck. Yeah, I already planned it. I told on Chad for some shit. That's what happened. I wanted to do Talking Shop. Like, I want to do the raw version. But,
yeah, I got too many kids for that big hoot.
Fucking self-pop there. No, I really didn't.
That's why Big Hoot's working so hard with this. You got to make up for it.
I got to make up for getting Chad fired for telling on him. That's why I'm just pounding out Sex Ferguson videos and ruining my liver. No. So Scotty pulls up and he goes, hey, I got to see if this jacket will fit you. And I go, okay. And I go, well, we're filming some Sex Ferguson stuff. And he goes, fuck, you can't be drinking those high-dollar seltzers. I mean, they're not really high-dollar seltzers. They're just seltzers from the gas station. He goes, I got Natty Ices in the trunk. And I go, well, get those out. Well, like, most people would buy, like, if you're a Scotty kind of guy, you buy, like, a six-pack of Tallboy Natty Ices, maybe a 12-er. He had 36 six-packs, it looked like, in the trunk of his car. I'm like, I don't even know how he has any money. Like, they're 16 ounces, they're tall boys, and they're 5.9%. They're in this black can. It looks like drinking a fucking Cobra for $1.99. And by the middle of it, like, I mean, this is candid because it's Patreon, but, like, I'm driving my little cart around the property. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't even drive the cart anymore. I'm gonna fucking fall out of it.
Emilio, he's kidding.
I didn't mean any of that. Talking Shop exclusive.
I remember in college, my roommate named JD, he brought me a six
what
pack.
What was his last name?
JD Akers, AYKERS.
We love the last names on Talking Shop.
JD Akers. He brought me a six pack of Natty Ice. I was 18. I never had Natty Ice before. I just never had it.
Why would you?
I drank six of those, bro. And I puked all night just from sex.
We had this fucking shitty football fraternity. I'm probably there's one guy who probably is going to hear this and going to be mad, and I'm going to get a message. But it's called ATO. We're the worst fraternity.
You always, dude. You always get messages from.
Well, like I always accidentally bury someone. I think
he always buries somebody,
and then I get a message like, "Hey, motherfucker, why'd you say that about the Alpha Tau Omegas?" And I'm like, I don't know, fucking John, who I haven't seen in 18 years. I don't know. Sorry, but it happens every fucking time. So whoever I'm going to offend. I apologize. I don't mean it.
Vegas.
But like they have.
He always offends.
Emilio's
so you laugh, Emilio.
I just listen. I can't even tell this one because I know the guys listen, but I went through one today that's fucking hilarious. We'll tell in a month or two. So mad at me. So mad at me. It goes back to the Butcher song. Anyway, they're like, you guys are pledges. So like we had to like go get their keg. We had to like make like the fucking punch with all the fucking 151 in it. So like we did all like the work all day. So like, we're going to go home and get ready for the party. But then they're like, call us like, hey, you guys need to go pick up cups and it's $5 ahead for you guys to get in. And we're like, we don't have any fucking money. Like I'm on a shitty D2 scholarship and my dad gives me $50 a week. Then I bounce for $50 a week. Like that shit runs out quick.
Yeah.
Okay. So I told my buddy Mike Arangis, I'm like, listen, let's go down to the Mart and get some of the 75 cent 40s of Miller High Life. But like, you know how you see them like in the ice thing, but they didn't really restock the ice because they were so cheap. So we each bought one and we each have $5. We pull up in my Ford Taurus. We get out and he's like, yeah, bro, let's smash these in the parking lot and then we'll have a buzz when we go in. And I go, yeah, of course. So, like, I don't know if you've ever tried to chug a lukewarm 40 of the champagne of beers, but it's pretty much hell on earth, and it's like waterboarding. But I'm like, I can't let Mike Rangis' fat ass outdo me. So, like, Mike Rangis and I are just fucking sucking them down, you know?
God forbid Mike Rangis outdid you.
Mike Rangis got, yeah, well, he's a hell of a man, apparently. Yeah. The amount of, like, gas and bubbles that come into your system. So, like, we're trying to look cool and, like, walk up to the door, but I'm like,
if you're gonna spew, spew into this.
And we both just fucking spit foam puked in front of like all the girls where you had to pay to go in, just everywhere. And they kicked us out of the fucking party and we had to drive back to my place. And he slept on my floor like all sick all night because we chugged a 40 ounce warm High Life within, you know, a minute and 20 seconds. It was awful. Then I had to get called back to the party to clean it up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. It was fucking atrocious. So Fairmont State Alpha Tau Omegas, fuck off.
When I was a kid, I used to go to like punk gigs and we would get 40s of Mickey's. Do you guys know Mickey's?
Yes, that's disgusting.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, one time Gallows, when I lived with Rocky, right? 2006 or seven, whatever it was.
These are my fucking favorite stories because I have to like try to put myself in to imagine this from where you guys are now to this.
And he goes, hey, bro, can you come in here? Look at me real quick. Like maybe see if I look all right. Because he got an acting gig, right? He got like an acting gig.
Oh, sexy.
He goes, yo, do I look like alternative enough?
Azucar,
he had He had on some eyeliner. Rock just almost spit on his
emo rock.
His fingernails are painted.
God damn it.
I just spit my water.
So listen, did you
a little
guys
choker? Yeah, a little choker on.
Did you guys look
alternative enough? I went, what the fuck?
Did you guys see the picture? And we love the brother, so we're not buried. Did Rock you see the picture that Ricochet posted about like him being a fan, and it was like Triple H and him when he made it. But there's a picture of Ricochet when he's about 17.
Yeah.
And he's meeting like Triple H, who clearly doesn't fucking care. And he's looking away from the camera. And Ricochet in that like 16-year-old picture with this, like he used a straightener to go to the wrestling show. That's what I picture Rock looking like when he was getting done up to go to that fucking emo gig.
He did himself up. So when Rock first went to CML or whatever it was, he switched over to AAA, but he came back to New Japan. Finn Balor hadn't seen him in a while. They got to hang out, but I was off that tour. Right? There was a junior tour.
Yeah.
I came back. Rock was gone. I asked Ferg. I said, hey, how was Rock? He goes, oh, Rock was the same, but he wore a fucking weird chain the whole time.
That's what he took from the 2 weeks you guys spent together, that he wore a weird chain.
I go, oh yeah, shit, that is weird. You're right. Yeah, like, dude, like that.
So when I was in TNA doing Aces and Eights, I did this indie on the weekend and I was with Raven. And I used to like Raven and I would ride to the local indies because we're Atlanta guys. We're doing some brothered out signing at like a flea market before the show that night. He's like, hey, you know, you're supposed to be a biker, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you need to accessorize. That's how my gimmick succeeded. Jackets, necklaces, things like that. So we like walk through this flea market and I buy like all these like motorcycle rings for every finger. And then he's like, you know, the last thing to accessorize would be a chain. And like, he wore this like cool looking like Indian necklace that was like around his throat.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
in one of his last big runs. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, he looked cool. But he was Raven. And I wore that fucking thing on TV and I was about 300 pounds. And my head looked like a grape that was going to explode. It was like when Bloom wore, like when A-Train was trying to still Prince rock Robert.
When
the
A-Train,
Joker, but like the way A-Train wore it for 10 years. Like we both were too fat for the Joker. And I wore it. And then they did a vignette and I was like trying to do this with my fingers with the rings on. I came home and watched it. I went, God damn it. I was like,
son of a bitch.
Thanks, bud.
I remember seeing you in TNA like that.
I never wore it again.
I remember seeing you in TNA like that, and I was like, fuck, he's really going down the wrong path. Like, shit, I don't know. Brother.
He's got that 90s porn star goatee. He's got the choker.
Hey, seriously, this is actually, you know, you guys know our good buddy John Sparks, who designs our shit, you know, our logo and all that stuff. Shout out to John. He's asking right now, because we're talking about the logo for the Talking Shop beer.
Yeah.
He says, and I don't want to give this away. So, but he's saying, hey, I actually have one more spot. So, you know, there's three of us, but there's actually four spaces on the on the logo that we're going to need. We need a fourth person for that fourth spot. What do you guys think?
I think the fourth one should be like a Reptile or fucking.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh shit. Hey, for everybody, man, the all DNA the Patreons,
the glasses, man,
get ready for that beer. Cause we're going to have beer bashes monthly, weekly. I want it to be weekly.
You guys need to tone down that fucking drinking game. Cause it's already out of control on Boozing with the Boys. I love it, but I hate it.
These days, we're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. And it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed. We're talking 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carb in each serving. That's only 140 calories a bowl. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. You can build your own box. The available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle. Magic Spoon just recently brought back these two super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle, permanently. When these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quick. You should make sure to get these again or try them for the first time. They're delicious and indulgent. Magic Spoon is healthy yet delicious, and it's perfect for a guiltless midnight snack. Go to magicspoon.com/hoots to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code HOOTS at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money with no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/hoots. That's HOOTS. And use the code HOOTS to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode of Talk and Chop. All right, so as I said in the beginning of this episode, if you are not a member of the Talk and Chop Patreon, what are you doing? Hit the link in the episode notes right now. Become a member. You get all sorts of cool stuff. You get workout routines from Machine Gun Carl Anderson. You get Domesticated Doc. You get Azucar Rocky Romero. You get Boozing with the Boys. You get exclusive watch-alongs. It's a really cool community of like-minded wrestling fans who just want to come together and have a good time. And you get exclusive access to your favorite professional wrestlers. Where else are you going to get that but the Talk and Chop Patreon? Also, we have a YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, smash the notification bell so you can stay up to date whenever we release a new vlog, which is pretty damn consistent. So, go to the YouTube channel, that's in the episode notes as well, and subscribe, rate and review this podcast as well. Say something nice about the boys. We'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And I have no clever outro for this, so all I'm going to say is, bye.